Weekend with Maslow, Part 9, from the Abraham Maslow Audio Collection. This recording was made in January 1966 at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Note that short gaps exist in this program as a result of tape changes conducted by hand during the event. Recordings from the Maslow Audio Collection are available from abrahammaslow.com.
Psychologist. These are women psychoanalytic patients. Teresa Benedict is a psychoanalyst, and she didn't know anything about the menstrual cycles. What she did was to try to guess the whole course of the menstrual cycle from the dream material. And meanwhile, the psychoanalytic patients who were cooperating took vaginal smears, which they mailed not to Benedict, but to Rubinstein. These were kept entirely independent, no consultation between these two. And the finding was that, quite clear, very nice, that the unconscious of the woman changes in the, her soul changes, her character. That in the estrogen phase, that is, let's say, the 14 days following menstruation, that she is a heterosexual being. Her dreams show active dreams. They're more activity, more forcefulness, more getting things, more heterosexuality, going out after men and fantasy and so on. Ovulation comes at the middle of the cycle, and then comes the progesterone getting stronger. The dreams change. They become, I won't say surrendering, I don't dare. They become more passive, more narcissistic, more self-loving, more vegetative. The woman is more likely to have dreams of being fed, for instance. Of not running around, not moving. She becomes less a heterosexual being. She becomes more a pregnant woman. These are the dreams of a pregnant woman. She's taken care of. Somebody takes care of her. She's passive. She's in somebody's arms. You know, that kind of thing. Well, these are hormones we're talking about.